This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A fierce storm battered parts of California over the weekend, drenching rain, heavy snow.
The Sacramento County Office of Emergency Services issued an evacuation order Sunday for residents in the low-lying community of Point Pleasant near Interstate 5 and told residents in two nearby communities to be prepared to leave. Officials feared that more roadways could be cut off by rising water. A powerful storm on New Year's Day brought drenching rain and heavy snow fall to much of California, breaching levees and shutting down major highways. I'm Donna Water.
Russia targeted Ukraine with drones overnight.
The move comes as Moscow recently carried out a series of relentless attacks that killed three civilians on New Year's Eve. Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said that 40 drones headed for Kiev overnight, all of which were shot down. However, some of the drones still managed to cause some destruction. Some energy infrastructure facilities were damaged and an explosion occurred in one city district. Drones were also shot down in the southern Mykolaiv district and in the southeast of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mourners are filing by the body of Pope Emeritus Benedict at the Vatican this morning. His body's lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica. Benedict was 95 when he died Saturday. He resigned as Pope in 2013. Authorities in New York City are reportedly investigating whether a man who attacked three police officers with a machete at a New Year's Eve celebration was inspired by radical Islamic extremism. An officer shot the suspect in the shoulder and he was hospitalized. Have you noticed what's happening with gas prices? They're going up again. Gas is $3.21 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA. That's up 11 cents in a week. But a month ago, gas was 23 cents a gallon higher. This is AP News. Now to Mobile, Alabama.
There was a violent start to the new year in Mobile, Alabama, where a person was killed near a downtown celebration event. Thousands of revelers were in the streets of downtown Mobile, Alabama for the Moon Pie Over Mobile Festival. Shots rang out less than an hour before midnight. Police are seen rushing on foot and by horseback several blocks away from the main concert stage. Nearly a dozen people were injured in the shooting, one of them fatally. Police say it appears the gunman knew the victim, and this was not random. Despite the violence, the event went on with fireworks and a moon pie dropping from a downtown building at midnight to ring in 2023. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Brazil has sworn in a new president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. He's assuming office for the third time, a political comeback that's thrilling supporters but enraging opponents. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.